lifestyle. So I wanted to meet them, talk with them, eat with them, and sing with them or dance with them. But that was impossible because they were just so famous and there were so many bodyguards and police around them. It was impossible. But once my cousin played with them piano. I mean, for their music, he played the piano. And my cousin was my cousin. So I asked him, can you help me to meet these degraded people? And cousin is cousin. He said, no problem, I meet you at this exit. And then you come with me. And then you can meet. So, by the help of the of someone who was very kind to me, my purpose could be fulfilled. I'm sorry the example is not so spiritual, but I wanted to say by the mercy of someone who is merciful and very, kind to people like us who have fallen into the world, it's possible to enter Radha Krishna Lila. The Lila, which is now taken place in the fourth part of the day, is the Madhyana Lila, and it is a very confidential Lila between Radha and Krishna. We remember that Krishna sits at the banks of Radha Kund expecting Srimati Radharani to arrive. But unknown to Krishna, Srimati Radharani has actually already arrived and is being decorated by her confidential girlfriends on a little island in the midst of Radha Kund, which can be reached over a jeweled bridge from the northern side.
Но Кришна сам того не подозревал, а оказывается, Радха уже давно на Радхакунде. Она пришла туда раньше, и сейчас ее ближайшие подруги украшают ее. Она находится на небольшом островке посреди озера, посреди Радхакунды. И дойти туда можно только с северной стороны по мостику, украшенному драгоценными камнями.
And on this island, the beautiful little Manjaris make the last arrangements for Radharani's decoration. They have decorated her braid with fragrant jasmine flowers. They have put a dot on Radharani's chin with musk, which is capable to drive the bee Krishna, to bring the bee Krishna into an ecstatic rapture.
Mm-hmm.
They are fixing now a little a decoration which marks Shrimati Radharani as the queen of Vrindavan. Meanwhile, Krishna is waiting at the banks of Radhakund for Radha to arrive. Now, the younger sister of Radharani knows of Krishna's yearning for Radha and also of Radha's yearning for Krishna. She takes a little mirror and she presents that before Shrimati Radharani so that she can inspect her decorations if everything was done properly. And Shrimati Radharani beholds her own beautiful face and everything else and thinks, oh, this is meant for Krishna. At this moment, Krishna, who doesn't see Radha because there are many trees on this island, is just searching for Radharani at the banks of the Kund. So Ananga Manjari takes the mirror and points it into Krishna's direction. And now the best of mirrors can perform his service. He reflects the reflected image to Krishna, who sees all of a sudden Shrimati Radharani just before him. And as Krishna sees the tremendously beautiful Shrimati Radharani, who is the expansion of his own Hladini Shakti, he becomes so happy and grateful. So while this is going on in one department of the spiritual world, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, in another department of the spiritual world, is happily engaged in kirtan. He has just returned from the morning kirtan, which took him to Navadvip town and transformed all the Navadvip Vasis in waves of ecstasy as they joined the kirtan of Gauranga. And he is going with the group of kirtan devotees on the banks of the river Ganga. He's coming home. Now, on the way, Lord Gauranga, lotus eyes see a particular garden. This Kadamba, this garden is full of the trees of Vrindavan, like the Kadamba trees. He sees there are all kinds of fruit-bearing trees. Some of them have pomegranates. he sees cocos palms, orange trees, cocos palms and orange trees, and he sees around the pomegranate trees little lakes of pomegranate juice which has come from the ripe fruits which have fallen on the ground. But then he sees a blackish dark tamal tree which is surrounded by a golden vine. And this reminds him of the blackish Krishna who is embraced by the golden arms of Shrimati Radhika. And he tells his associates, let us go into this tree, into this garden. This garden reminds me of the pastimes of Lord Krishna and Radharani in Vrindavan. However, there is a thorny hedge around this garden. This is a hedge which is there in order to keep materialistic people far away from entering the inside of this garden. So those of you who are spiritual sensitive can understand that in this garden very confidential pastimes will take place which are not meant for the ordinary people. This garden represents, according to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, the Hridaya Akash, the sacred space within the room, within the heart of a sincere devotee. No materialistic people have access to the treasures of a great devotee. What is inside the heart of the great devotee is only meant for other devotees. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu enters with his associates into this most beautiful garden. And in the midst of the garden he finds a beautiful lake which is surrounded by blossoming flowers, and there are trees with vines which caress the water. There are swarms of fishes inside and royal swans. So nicely described, a soft breeze from the south comes and moves the lotus flowers so that the bees which are hungry for nectar cannot land on the lotus flowers. On all these four sides are bathing ghats. And on one of these bathing ghats there is a jewel temple with 12 entrance gates. In the east, there is a little forest of sacred tulasi trees. No, bushes. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu goes in the midst of, goes to this lake, and then goes through one of the gates inside this temple. And there, on the golden throne, Lord Chaitanya sits down. All the four directions are illumined with the golden rays emanating from his body. He is surrounded by his associates who also have a golden effulgence. The associates, their limbs tremble with love. All the limbs, Brother Renu, not just the rukas. Legs are trembling. Body is trembling. And the eyes are filled with tears. Why? Because they look at Lord Chaitanya's indescribable form. Which looks more beautiful than a million cupids combined. When the deers who eat the soft grass pass by outside this temple and look of Lord Chaitanya, they stop chewing the grass. They cannot stop themselves but stare with wide open eyes on the beauty of Gauranga. I think you all have seen in pictures of our altar, Panchatattva altar in Sridhar Mayapur, where the most beautiful Gauranga Mahaprabhu stands. I think you must remember these large, huge eyes of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, which seem to extend up to his ears. A peacock comes down from a branch of a Mangalia tree and begins to dance in the greatest of joy because he has seen the eyes of Gauranga. There are parrots who first don't see the eyes of Gauranga. So they are busy in attacking the bimba fruits to drink the juice. But then they also look into the temple and they see the most beautiful Gauranga with these huge eyes. What does the Lord see with these eyes? Why is he trembling also with love? Why do these eyes become like lakes which cry tears of ecstasy? Because Gauranga Mahaprabhu sees something. He sees the beautiful pastimes of Radha and Krishna in the other department. These best of parrots can understand this. And therefore they lovingly call out, Jai Shri Sachinandana! Yes, you sound also like the best of parrots. All glories to Sri Gauranga. The soul of Gadadha. All glories to Radha and Krishna who have united in one form, the form of Gauranga. All glories to Lord Gauranga, who has manifested all these desire trees here. And these best of parents who are practically like pandits, so knowledgeable, they say, all the residents of Vrindavan have now appeared in Navadvip, and thus their love grows unlimitedly in their hearts.
Эти двое попугаев, которые ничем не уступают пандит, настолько хорошо мне нравится священное писание, утверждают, что сейчас все жители Враджа воплотились в Навадвипе, и тем самым их любовь только расширяется.
When Lord Chaitanya hears the calls of these parrots, he is reminded of his own lilas at Radhakund. I think those who are new of you don't know the secret that Lord Chaitanya is the combined form of Radha and Krishna. Two in one. Yes. And Lord Chaitanya calls out as he is thinking, or smaran means meditating on the lilas in Radhakund, he calls out. Who has stolen my flute? Just look, I have defeated all of you in a game of dice. Let our water place in this kunda start right now. Come, let us go now to Surya Kund and perform the worship of Surya Narayan. My dear devotees, those of you who are new, for them it doesn't mean anything and they might become irritated. But those who know the lilas of Radha and Krishna get goosebumps. Pimples of ecstasy as they hear these calls of Gauranga. Then Gauranga Mahaprabhu takes the hand of Gadadha and starts running in the direction where the Surya Kund lies. And he engages in the garden in various pastimes where they reenact with the associates the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Sometimes Lord Gauranga sits down with his associates under a shade-giving tree and engages in kirtan. I find it very significant that they sing with madangas and also the Venas, which is a string instrument. And in this beautiful, beautiful garden, they sing and dance, enjoying or not remembering or meditating about the pastimes of Lord Krishna. The devotees decorate Lord Gauranga with different garlands made from attractive flowers. And in the end, they throw flower petals all over him. My dear devotees, the sweetness of this forest is equal to the sweetness of Vrindavan. And the pastimes of Lord of Radha and Krishna are there going on inside the heart of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. At the end, many servants come and cleanse the garden so that it looks just like before, so that on the next day similar leelas can go on. My dear devotees, those who follow the line of bhajan introduced, or the line of spiritual practice introduced by Gauranga Mahaprabhu, they will find something very interesting in their lives going on. By serving Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through kirtan, through singing the holy names, these devotees become rich in devotional treasures or devotional qualification. And as these devotees who serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through the singing of his holy names, as they engage deeply in this practice, all of a sudden they become or they feel how their own hearts are flooded with a nectarian ocean of prema which comes from the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika. Flooded with the nectarian ocean of prema coming from the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika. These devotees sing this song. Yata yata gaura padara vinde vinde te bhakti vakrita anyarashi tata tatat sarpati hritya kasmat radha padamboja sudangshurasi. That as one becomes engaged in the service of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, one's heart becomes filled with the treasure of love for Krishna, the same love which Radha has. Today we heard about ecstatic taste in devotional service. I think we all want that. It comes to us when the darkness around our heart is dispelled. For this, the devotees pray to Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu to help them become free from all the obstacles on their devotion in their devotional life. And the process always works. Krishna. Have you heard about Sarajevo? Yes, in Bosnia it was surrounded by the Serbian army. It was not possible to enter this town. Only those who knew this one tunnel could go with the little suitcases of books through this tunnel into Sarajevo. Our preachers went under the mountain through this tunnel. Sometimes it was only this high. And they brought also ingredients for cooking prasadam through this tunnel. Only through this tunnel you could come into this because you must know, you know, here is Sarajevo and around it are all mountains full with a Serbian army who constantly shoot on Sarajevo. Bang, 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 bang. If you go on the streets, you will be killed. But if you go, but if you know about the tunnel, you will reach. The spiritual world is I want to give an analogy. It's like a difficult to reach place. But if you know about Gauranga Mahaprabhu and his mercy, then you can reach. His mercy is there especially when we chant the holy name. Wrong, 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 Sachinandan Swami. You are so wrong. I feel misery when I chant. Well, you feel the thorny hedge. You must qualify. You must become free from aparatas. Then you can go, then you can proceed in your spiritual journey. Spiritual secrets are always surrounded with a little wall. But if you follow Gauranga Mahaprabhu's process, that is, if you chant the kirtan with Trinadapi Sunichena, with this secrets revealed to you in the third verse, you will reach. My dear devotees, in your hearts, there is a lake of love. And next to it, there is a temple. Or a kirtan hall. In which the chanting of the holy name goes on. Find that lake. Do everything to find that lake of love. And go into the temple of the holy name. Because in the altar of this temple you will see Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And he will take you to the eternal spiritual world without any difficulty. You only have to pay a little price. You have to be a little eager. Prabhupada says we should be fascinated by this information to go to, that it's possible to reach the spiritual world. It is possible.
And,
but we must be fascinated. Be eager. And then you will get your ticket. You must pay in coins of eagerness. At the lotus feet of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And then he will issue the ticket. But first he will look at you. What is your qualification? Then only he gives you the visa. Your visa must be, your qualification must be humbleness. Trinarapi sunichena. I wanted to come to Russia, but the Russian authorities now demand that those who get a visa must be free from AIDS. So I had to make an AIDS test. I said, come on. I'm a monk. No possibility of getting AIDS. But they said, no. Нет, хорошо. You must show your qualification. No AIDS. It was so humiliating. I had to go to the health minister, the health place in Berlin. Then they had to take my blood. And then after 1 week I had to come and get the results. And only then the Russian authority says, Хорошо. It was a humbling experience. AIDS test. You know, I'm a person. Anyways. No, they didn't think I'm a guru, I'm a swami. I had to make AIDS test, you know. But then I understood something. If I have to pass a test to get a foolish Russian visa, I mean, I don't want to offend Russia. I mean, I'm just saying a foolish visa. No, it has nothing to do with Russia, you know. Then I must also be a little humble to get Lord Chaitanya's mercy. No, I have understood. I always owe this to the visa regulations of the Russian government, this realization. Now I know, Trinadapi. Have to practice humility. Give more blood. That's what they always want to see him, always. Maybe I take a more simpler visa. It was a complicated visa. So to get my visa for the spiritual world from Lord Chaitanya, I have to practice humility. I want to thank you very much. I would like to sing with you one song where we pray for the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. You have the translation?
The translation is
I only need, yes.
You know, maybe Pajari can make it.
Oh, it's here. Gauranga Karuna Koro. Yes. So, we start and then you read this in Russian and then we sing the first verse, yes? Wait.
О мой дорогой Шри Гауранга, пожалуйста, пролей свою милость на несчастную душу, которая называет тебя. О Господь, во всех трех мирах нет никого более падшего, чем я.
Gauranga Karuna Koro Bina Hina Jane. Gauranga Karuna Koro Bina Hina Jane. Gauranga Karuna Koro Dina Hina Jane. Gauranga Karuna Koro Dina Hina Jane. Samopatita Prabhu Nahi Tribhuvane. Samopatita Prabhu Nahi Tribhuvane. Samopatita Prabhu Nahi Tribhuvane. Dante Trinadhari Gaura Daki He Tomara. Dante Trinadhari Gaura Daki He Tomara. Dante Trinadhari Gaura Daki He Tomara.
Dante Trinadhari Gaura
kripa kori esho amar hridaya mandire kripa kori esho amar Kripa kori esho amar hridaye mandire Yadi Dayana Koribe Patita Dekia
Yadi Dayana Koribe Patita Dekia
Yadi Dayana Koribe Patita dekia
Jadi doya na korine Patita dekia
Patita bhavana nama Kishera lagia Patita pavana nama
Kishera
lagia Patita pavana nama Kishera lagia Подечи бхава туфане, нахито ништая.
Подечи бхава туфане, нахито
ништая. Подечи бхава туфане. Nahi ka nishtara
Pode si bhava tupane
Nahi ka nishtara Shri charanatarani dhane Dase kora para Charana Charani Dane Oh Sri Charana Charani Dane Dase Karopara
Наравно от нас, много других, что пришло в Китае.
Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Dase Anudasa. Okay.
Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Dase Anudasa.
Prathana karo ye sada narotamada. Prathana karo ye sada Gauranga karuna karo hina hina jane. Oh! Gauranga karuna karo hina hina jane. Gauranga karuna karo nahi na jaane. Gramsh, Gramsh, Gramsh. Mosama patida prabhu nahi tribhuvane. Sama Padita Prabhu. Oh! Mo Sama Padita Prabhu Nahi Tribhuvane. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki jai. Oh, Nitai, 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 Nitai. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Ye Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Krishna. Now we want to affectionately request His Holiness Bhaktivinayan Goswami Maharaj to kindly enlighten us further.
Pranamami Hari Priye Pancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayavascha Pachanam Pavanejo Vaishnavedyo Namo Namaha Yashri Krishna Chajai Vanna Prabhu Nityananda Advaita Gadadhara Srivasayo Rabhatta Vinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama Rama, Rama, Rama Hare Hare
Amanaya Daksha Vishwambaram Vijavaram Yugadharma Pala Andeshara Priyakaro Anumavatara Antakrayasimahavatimam Kasukha Sanjeevayanikla Saktikara Swarana Anyam Shasta Charana Shona Bhavari Anandamam Bhagavari Kushara Kuryuna
By the means of this retreat, Srila Satchinanda Maharaj is making us enter the secrets of bhajan. The book of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, which is the basis for this retreat, is named in the same way, Bhajan Rahasya, or the secrets of bhajan. And someone may ask whether our qualification is fit to open these secrets. If we are ready to accept or assimilate and use in our life these secrets. This question, reasonable question, is answered by Srila Jiva Goswami in Bhaktisandarbha, where he says that such a bhajan is possible even for people who still don't have attachment to Krishna. He calls it Ajata Ruchi Raganuva Sadhana. Attachment is not yet there. There is only shadow of attachment. But even this shadow, we have received it from someone else. This shadow is not ours. It's not our own attachment, but this is a reflection of a attachment which is there in the heart of a great devotee. And we have this rare fortune of listening to him. By listening to him, with this reflection of the love in his heart. But Srila Jiva Goswami says that even if the attachment is not yet there, even if we are on the level of nishtha, I'm sure many of us are on the level of nishtha, because for 2 weeks they have been chanting 16 rounds, which is sure sign of their fixedness or stability. Or anartha nivritti, or bhajana kriya or shraddha. Or even if one has no shraddha. Still, you may engage in this bhajan. Jiva Goswami says that in this case, the elements of smaranam may be gradually implemented in our practice by chanting the holy name while thinking about Vrindavan, about what Krishna is doing in Vrindavan. He gives an example that a person may chant the holy name and see Krishna being in the cowshed. He's not offering us to imagine Krishna in rasa dance. More secure place is the cowshed. In the morning, Krishna is there in the cowshed of Nanda Maharaj. He went down. He is his little sleepy still. He may be even he's not. He's still sleepy. He has a golden bucket with him, and he's doing, as Srila Maharaj told us, he stops milking cows sitting on a small stool. These are very special cows. They are called Surabhi, cows of full will, wish-fulfilling cows. They may fulfill any wish. And this, the milkman is the Supreme Lord himself, who is absolutely absorbed with his unlimited lila. And Jiva Goswami says that gradually by implementing these elements of smaranam, basically smaranam or meditation is possible only when the mind is highly pure. Great Vaishnavas who are on this level, they see the spiritual reality in fine details. Their meditation differs from ours, just like a primitive movie which is shown for the children by the means of a children projector by moving slides one after another, how it differs from the 3D Hollywood movie. Three-dimensional. Their meditation leads them to the spiritual world, and they can see the fine details of what is happening there. They will hear the words, they will feel the smiles, the warmth. All their senses will be busy with the meditation, and their meditation will take them to the spiritual reality. Transcend them from this gray reality of the material world. It will take them to the place where everything is made of eternity, bliss, and knowledge. Everything, including buckets, stools, consists of eternity, bliss, and knowledge. Have you ever sat such a stool? And when they are there, they will be there actually. Even their physical bodies will be, or physical reality that they are in, will be influenced by the spiritual reality. Like they say the famous story of how Raghunath Das Goswami, during the last period of his time, he gave up eating and sleeping. The power of his meditation was so strong that the material needs were no more influencing him. He used to eat once every second day, drinking one glass or even spoon of buttermilk. It was a small cup made of kadamba leaves, and he did it with disgust. Our needs or our connections with the material world are still very strong. Can we stay without any food for a long time? Maybe. Can we not think about food at that time? This is another question. To not to eat, this is somehow possible for some time, but not to think about food, not to meditate on food, on the refrigerator filled with different types of products, this is very difficult. And Raghunath Das Goswami was completely cut all his connections with the material world. Sometimes he slept for 1 hour or so, not more than that, maybe 40 minutes. And even in his dream, he used to see the spiritual reality. His consciousness was completely there in the spiritual world. And once he got sick, he had some strange disease, he had some pains in his stomach, and his friends and servants and associates and well-wishers, the Brinji Basis who were there, they called for a doctor, the Ayurvedic Kaviraj. So he came there, He checked his pulse, as usually they do, and said, you should eat less sweet rice in the evening, at night. He was very serious, and he said, how dare you, eating so much of sweet rice? His bosses were... They wanted to kill this Kaviraj on the spot. They started telling him, what are you saying? I'm not saying anything, I just checked his pulse. This man has overeaten the sweet rice at night. Vishbasis just got rid of the doctor. But they in the state, and they wanted to criticize the doctor because they didn't have this rubber band. But Raghunandan Das Goswami said, he's right. Yesterday, last night, I had too much of sweet rice. How is it possible? How? Srimati Radhika came with Krishna and they were tired. So I had to cook some sweet rice for them. It was... Somehow or other they left a lot of the rice for me. And I had to eat all of that. So therefore he's right, I overate sweet rice. When one is on this level of the spiritual reality, then there is his meditation becomes natural state of consciousness. His mind is completely attracted to Krishna and it moves towards Krishna, and wherever he looks he sees Krishna and Radha. Wherever he glances, he can see them. As I said, we can with respect from distance, we can accept all this in our heart, but the main thing that we can take from this retreat, that after tomorrow we will have farewell meeting, which will be called Take Retreat With You, Take Your Retreat At Home. The main thing that we can take home from here is a desire. Actually, the only qualification, Srinath Maharaj mentioned that in his speech tonight, the only visa to to the kingdom of sacred bhajan is the desire.
Lobha.
And we're discussing all this only simply to be influenced by the words of a devotee. Together with his words, by drinking his words with our ears, we will be able to receive at least a shadow of this thirst. Of course, this thirst will not be strong in the beginning, but if even a weak thirst, just interest, is there in our heart, what is happening there in the spiritual world? What is Krishna doing now? This is enough for Krishna to lead us himself. Srila Maharaj said that everything that happens with us during this retreat happens not because we are doing something. We are just trying to develop our desire. Srila Prabhupada writes in the Bhagavad Gita that the only thing that the soul is doing, it's willing. And if our desires become spiritual, then gradually, Krishna's mercy naturally will lead us on this life, on spiritual life, and bring us to the spiritual world. So we are gathering here together in order to kindle this desire in ourselves. And this desire is gradually from some interest becoming strong desire. Once So Prabhupada said, I don't know about others. I don't know what others want, but I really want to know what Mother Yashoda put in Krishna's basket today. Do you want to know what Mother Yashoda put in Krishna's basket? But when this desire becomes very strong, that you cannot help but think about it, you cannot sleep, you will wake up early in the morning and you will shout, scream, what? After all, what is she cooking now? Then maybe you will get something from that basket. Does anybody want to get something from that basket? And Krishna, what he is doing, if we have a shadow of this desire, this shadow by the causeless mercy is there in our heart, then Krishna by all means is trying to kindle this desire in us. Srinanda Maharaj mentioned about the devotee who came to him and said, Maharaj, it's not working. I feel I'm just a fool. I'm a useless fool. I paid my money in vain. This retreat is not working. No, it's working. Because at least you are sorry about the money that you spent. That means that you got some desire to get something from this retreat. This means that the retreat is working. That means that you got some desire. And Krishna is gradually doing arrangements in your heart so that your desire will increase. Sometimes he will give you something, sometimes he will take away from you something. Sometimes when he's taking something away from you, your desire, what is he doing? He is growing and becoming stronger. These relationships between Krishna and his devotees are filled with unlimited variety. Sometimes devotees feel completely useless. And at some moment when you never know, Krishna is just coming. Sometimes Krishna is turning away from him and for a long, long time he is not coming up. One of the stories that happened relatively not long ago, that happened, it shows us how variable the relationships between the devotees and Krishna. It happened with Tinkari Baba, who used to chant, believe it or not, 5 lakhs of holy names every day. 5 times, 64 rounds. But don't tell me it's not possible. Every day, that was his sadhana. He used to sleep for... He went to the spiritual world. He went to the spiritual world in 1982 or 1983, relatively not long ago. Some of you might have met him already. Even later, maybe in 86 or something. And while having this type of sadhana, nevertheless, Krishna didn't show up. Sometimes you think, I've been chanting for 3 weeks, my 16 rounds. Of course, I'm not very attentive, but I do chant. Seems like Krishna is absent-minded. He forgot about me. No, he hasn't. But he's just not taking you seriously, what you are doing. Tinkari Baba, for many, many years, would chant. He had a servant, a boy. Brijbasi, his name was Madhura. And he was living at Radhakunda. the most sacred place. And once he was circumambulating, Radhakund was his servant, Mathura, Vrijabasi boy. And when they reached Gopalbana Goswami Samadhi, King Kuri Baba turned to this boy and said, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami lied. And I'm going to tell everybody about that. My tolerance is over now. I will show everybody what he is, who he is. I will tell everybody that you shouldn't trust him and you shouldn't trust Krishna. Mathura was a little taken aback. Baba, where Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami lied? It's not possible. He wrote in Chaitanya Charitamrita that I tell you, once take bath in Radhakunda, Krishna will give him the same love as Srimati Radharani has. I took bath many times and know nothing. I will go to Bengal. I will enter every village and I will say, Krishna Kaviraj Goswami lied. Don't go to Vrindavan. There is no use of that. Mathura was scared. He said, Baba, don't do that. We are Vrijabasis. We depend on the donations of the pilgrims. If you preach that, nobody will come here. How we will live? How we will survive? Babaji looked at him and said, you are a Vrijabasis. So pray for me to Krishna. Maybe he will listen to you. Me doesn't hear me. And they just went a few steps more, and after such a after that, when they reached the Sangam, and there is a small temple there of Giriraj. The people worship him. There is a big Govardhan shield there. And King Kori Baba jumped and he said, Mathura, I can see. Radha and Krishna are sitting on the throne. And Sakis are doing puja. Sakis are waving them with chamaras. Mathura, I can see Radhakunda. It's not water there, it's not milk. The milk with saffron. It's not milk, it's not water, it's milk. It's with saffron. I can see. What do you see? Mathura was asking. I can't see anything. I see only Manipuri Matajis who are waving Giriraj. No, you can't see anything. You don't have eyes to see. And at that moment, Mathura, Babaji, fainted. Mathura reached him. He wanted to touch him. When he touched him, he suddenly saw that that was not water in Radhakunda, it was milk. He couldn't see anything else. This is one of the stories of how one could see Krishna by blackmailing. Somebody can ask, why Krishna so quickly answer to his blackmailing? The explanation given by the scientists of spiritual nature is that Krishna is a village boy. He's very simple. It's very easy to scare him, to frighten him. Krishna is Krishna. Once again, our relationships with him are totally dependent on our desire. Krishna himself says, Yayathamam Prapadyante. As you surrender to me, in the same way I reciprocate. If one wants to love me, he loves me. If one wants to love me, I will make everything that I can so that love enters his heart. And this desire, we can get this desire only by associating, by listening, by going deeper into the spiritual, in the scriptures. Narottam Das Thakur says there are two types of sadhu-sangha. Sometimes people, devotees complain. They say, pure devotees are not often coming to our Vladivostok or anywhere else, to some Murukinsk, like Fargrat. But Narottam Das Thakur says studying Shastras is another type of sadhu sangha. Studying Srimad Bhagavatam in its verses is another type of sadhu sangha, Vaishnava Seva. And when we, by the means of sadhu sangha, the service to the devotees, through hearing Krishna Katha, through hearing and through studying the holy scriptures given to us by Srila Prabhupada, through daily service to Srimad Bhagavatam, when we will be able to kindle this desire. I want to know what Krishna is doing in the spiritual world. I want to see what Krishna is doing in the spiritual world. I want to somehow or other come in touch with what is there in the spiritual world, what is happening there. Then I will be able. Bihadaranyaka Upanishad describes this process in a very simple way. Actually, everything is very simple. Yajnavalkya Muni tells to his wife Maitreya, Atma or God, spirit, should be seen. Seen means you have to realize. To see means not just to know theoretically or to believe. Atma vareya drashtavyam. You have to get real live experience of spirit. How?
Srotayam, mantayam, drashtavyam is
His drashtavyam or live experience comes as a result of first listening. And when I listen, I get the chance to change my consciousness. The most powerful way to change my consciousness, to uplift my consciousness, is to hear. Because words of others, or just sound of others, voice, the sound of the holy name, has this ability to uplift my consciousness. Mantavyam, I have to think. Smaranam, I have to try to endeavor to remember what I've heard, not just hearing. This is also good. Krishna gave us, by his mercy, gave us two ears. In one it enters, from the other it goes out. And because in the middle there is absolute emptiness, therefore nothing remains there. Therefore, like Yajnavalkya says, mantavyam. Try to engage this emptiness in thinking about Krishna. in thinking of what you have heard about. And in this Dhyana means meditating or basically to apply that in your life. Nididhyasitavya means that every day, every moment of our life, we have to apply what we have heard, to live according to what we've heard. This is the essence of the third method, Nididhyasitavya. And then, Atmavari Drashtavyam, we'll come to the spiritual world and we'll be able to stay there near Krishna. We can also say more other things about this topic, but actually, the most important thing that we should do is to chant the holy names, trying to, by the means of kirtan, concentrate all our consciousness on this sound and understand that this sound is capable of taking me back to the spiritual world. I will say one more small thing. Yogis who study the science of sound or doing Nada Yoga. There is such a department of yoga, Nada Yoga. When they are trying to hear the transcendental sound inside of the Akash, of their heart, space of the heart, of their consciousness, by the means of chanting mantra, by the deep concentration of their consciousness on the inner sound, inner vibration. Anybody can hear some inner sound. If you just close your ears, you will see some noise there. But if you go deeper into that inner sound, you will be able to gradually go into the deeper and deeper levels of consciousness. And the yogis who describe their experience of dipping into that sound, they say that while going deeper into your meditation, that inner sound, you can hear different things. Different people describe it in different ways. But I like one description when a yogi describes that first I heard just the sound of tide waves, because this is the original Om. Then he could hear Om. He could distinctly hear Om vibration. But while going deeper, he could see the sound of a bell. At some point, of this deep meditation, he could hear the sound of mridangas. He reached that level where Gauranga Mahaprabhu is playing his kirtan. And he says, when I went deeper to the depths, I could hear what? I could hear Krishna's flute. I could hear the sound of the flute, the sound of the spiritual world. Krishna is playing his flute. He is calling for us, for all of us, like as he is calling for his cows. And this is all possible for all of us if we follow this merciful path shown to us by Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Oh, yes. So, Hare Krishna. Thank you very, very much for this wonderful illustration of, telling what is the culture of Krishna consciousness really. Now I will just make two brief announcements. We will soon invite Aditi Dukaha to sing a kirtan. Devotees have asked how we will spend tomorrow, which is, I feel, the most important part of the day, of the retreat. Yes. Tomorrow we will try to spend maximum amount of time with the holy name. It means we will again meet for the morning program like always, and then for the discovery lecture, which will be a shared lecture by Goswami Maharaj and myself, where we will try to give you a little bit help for your 12-hour kirtan day. Then we will take prasadam like always. But we will start 1 hour earlier. We will start at 10 o'clock in the community hall. And then from 10 to 10, 10 o'clock in the morning to 10 o'clock in the evening, there will be different kirtan leaders singing. We will publish the names and the times of these kirtan leaders.
It
will be outside on the door. And then we will just sing for 12 hours. I, however, do always give a recommendation, because we are not accustomed to sit down for so long, that maybe you pace yourself and think, well, let me be there for 8 hours, not less than 6 hours, please.
Но я понимаю, что нам непривычно так сидеть просто на одном месте, скрести ноги 12 часов, поэтому я предлагаю вам выбрать какой-то для себя режим и решить, например, я проведу там 8 часов или 6 часов, но, пожалуйста, не меньше 6 часов.
And during this time, during this day, we will, of course, also complete our 16 rounds, like always.
Но в этот день также нам нужно прочитать наши 16 кругов, как всегда.
So you need to plan your time a little bit.
Поэтому как-то надо вам приступить к планированию.
Of course, those of you who are just beginning to chant and chant less rounds, and then stay with your number of rounds which you stay. I personally think this is maybe the most important day. Now you have all been done, some spiritual surgery has been done on you. Now you lay on the operation table. Tomorrow you will be closed. Don't jump off the table before. I'm joking. I'm making it a little dramatic. It's not that dramatic. But to complete the retreat, you should all have this experience of a maximum time with the holy name. So please rest enough. Eat enough, and then tomorrow evening, I guarantee you, you will be the most happy people in Russia. Guaranteed. Already. So we will now invite Aditi Dukha Prabhu to come and sing Kirtan.